The study, partly funded by the Australian Human Rights Commission and Vic Health, attempted to calculate the public health costs associated with racism. That included mental illnesses and post-traumatic stress disorder. The research by Yin Paradis and Emmanuel Elias found 1 in 5 Australians experience racism. It calculated that racism cost a total of more than 285,000 years from healthy lives, compared to the almost 205,000 lost as a result of smoking. Professor Paradis says racism can cost Australia's health system as much as $44.9 billion a year.
We focused on a few specific health outcomes, mental health outcomes, depression, anxiety and psychological disorders. Obviously there would be other impacts of racism, but that's the cost for those particular disorders from our study. So basically racism is a form of stress. It contributes to poor health. That's been known for some years. What we add to that is exactly what and how much that contribution is. So the extent to which people's lives are reduced in terms of what they can achieve because of the fact that they have depression, and to what extent racism as a form of stress contributes to that depression, tells us the cost. What we did is form that link between racism as a form of stress and those health outcomes.
Professor Paradis says the research shows the growing cost of mental health issues on Australia's health system.
It really is a part of a broader pattern across the world of the increasing importance of mental health at a global scale. So we know that within 10 or 15 years, depression will be the largest cause of burden of disease in the world. So it's really drawing in that notion of mental health as the emerging factor of interest in the towards the middle of the century. And so we also know that for things like smoking, they are being reduced over time. There has been effective public health campaigns, so that will increasingly become a smaller contributor to the overall burden of disease as time goes by. What we haven't done enough of is trying to address things like racism and other forms of stress, which do create this growing burden of mental health.
However, the research has drawn some criticism in the wake of its release. The Director of Policy at the Institute of Public Affairs, Simon Breeny, says the research has too much of a political agenda.
Discriminating against a person because of their race on the basis of their skin colour or their ethnicity is clearly immoral. I think most Australians would accept that. And I don't think that we need research into the effects of discrimination to know that it is wrong. So I think this is really a case of a political agenda infusing science, and that's something that should always be avoided.
Mr. Breeny suggests the research could be presenting racism as a greater health problem than it actually is.
The significant risks that come out of this are that we're misled about the seriousness of racial discrimination in Australia. The reality is that we are a very open, very tolerant country. If you go to a lot of places around the world, they're nowhere near as open and as tolerant as we are here. And so I think this gives a misleading picture of where Australia is at the moment socially. I think that's the greatest risk from this research.
Dr. Paradis rejects that criticism.
We studied the topic closely for 3 years. This is the figure we've come up with. There are limitations to the study. Certainly more work could be done looking at what other forms of stress contribute to these health outcomes, and so therefore perhaps racism's role will be reduced or it may be increased. We don't know. There are other factors at play and not all of those have been accounted for, but it's not clear what direction that will have in terms of reducing or increasing the dollar figure. I mean, to me, when people say the figure sounds too large, it's not really a criticism. It's too vague. It doesn't tell us what we've done wrong in our methods, which we've very rigorously applied.
University of Queensland Health Economics Professor Paul Fritzes says that the numbers in the study could be larger than they are in actuality. However, he says it is possible the costs of racism could still be high when other factors and impacts are considered.
Even though it's a very high number, what the authors have done is to focus only on the health costs of racism. And they do this essentially by looking at people who say they felt instances of being discriminated and see whether those are the people who are also slightly less healthy. The methodology is not at the frontier, but on the other hand, they don't talk about the cost to education or they don't talk about the cost to self-esteem in the next generation, which can potentially also be very large. And so there are also areas where discrimination and racism is known in other countries to have quite a big effect, because we know that if people feel down because they feel racially discriminated, their brains actually operate less efficiently. And so there are also potential avenues to, as it were, increase the number. And so even though I think that the number is sort of much too high, you know, if you walk through all the various paths by which racism and discrimination will have an effect, we could nevertheless come up with a reasonably high number anyway.